The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Yesterday on the programme, we heard from Rachel McNichol, whose husband Fiacco O'Brullochoin was among the Irish citizens on board the latest Gaza-bound aid flotilla, intercepted by Israeli forces as it attempted to sail humanitarian supplies towards Gaza. The vessel was stopped at sea, those on board were detained, and the mission was cut short. Now this morning, Fiacco joins us to tell us all about what happened. Fiacco, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you after your adventure?
I'm fine, actually. I'm pretty good. A lot better than many of my co-sailors. About a quarter of whom had to go off to hospital to be checked out after their treatment by the Israelis.
Now, will you describe to us, you were on the high seas, you were still a long way off your destination of Gaza, but you must have anticipated that the Israelis would intervene at some point.
We did, and the thing was, I was gone about 3 weeks ago, and I was in Augusta in Sicily preparing the boat and preparing the crew and doing various training sessions, and all went very well, and then we headed off to sea. There was five on the vessel I was on. I was skipper, and I was training them to take the boat further on. I had promised Rachel that I wasn't going to get involved with the Israeli Defense Forces. And so my idea was to train the crew and that I would leave in Greece and they would carry on with the boat. And obviously the Israelis didn't read my brief, and they decided to go early. So we were still, we were about 70 miles west of Crete when I was actually asleep because I wasn't on watch, and they suddenly appeared on board, threw a flashbang into the cockpit, got on board and said, "We're the Israeli Defense Forces and we can do whatever we want."
And that's what they said.
That's word for word.
Because, they were on the high seas. They had no right to interfere with a vessel in international waters. But as far as they were concerned, they felt they had that right.
They could do whatever they... The people going through the list of violations, humanitarian and the sea regulations and so on and so on and so on. And it just goes on and on and on. But, I mean, in fairness, this is nothing new. This is what the Israelis have been doing in Gaza for the last whatever number of years. And that's why it was there in the first place, you know.
So when they boarded your vessel and roused you from sleep, did they handcuff you? Did they detain you? Did they manhandle you in any way?
They did. They dragged us around the place a bit on the boat and searched us. The only thing they did was that they wanted us to have our passports with us. And that's fairly normal with them, apparently. So they dragged us over to the foredeck, searched us, took anything we had off us, apart from passports, and then loaded us into a rib and over onto this, like a big landing craft, and where we were made kneel down on the deck and hands behind our back, our hands on our head. And if you glanced around the place, you were threatened, and a number of people got a bit of a kicking at that stage and so on, you know. And they took whatever we had off us. I was able to hang on to my medicine, but that was about it. And that was, even that, I think, was a concession to my great age. And so they put us into this, the waist of the vessel, which had four containers forming a square with a load of razor wire. And three of the containers were for us to sleep in. And the area, about the same as the four containers again, was open. But there was 185 of us. And you do the maths of trying to get people to lie down. And 185 people to lie down in three containers. And it just does not work, you know. So it was, and they flooded the deck every now and again, just for fun, you know.
And tell me, did they indicate to you where you were about to be brought? I mean, did you think you were going to be brought all the way to Israel? You were still many hundreds of kilometers away, or did they indicate they were going to land you back in Crete?
No. Information is power, as you would know. You know, they told us absolutely nothing. And you couldn't see, the only indication that you had of anything was the sun and the moon as to which direction we might be traveling. So we knew we were traveling east. But we had no idea of the speed or anything like that. And I think they were just going very, very slowly. And that, because it would have taken about 3 days to get to Israel. But they had only managed to lift less than half of the fleet. And the other half of the fleet were still at sea. And they're now at anchor off the south coast of Crete, waiting for weather. And I don't know, but I assume they will go on. They may decide they've done as much as they can, or they may decide to go on. That's really up to them.
At what point did you realize that you were not going to be detained in an Israeli prison, but that your fate would be otherwise?
Oh, just, it wasn't until early, whatever, must be, that was Friday morning, yeah, that they just said, get up, you're getting, if you want to, you can get, or we're getting rid of you, basically, and on the basis that you're not coming back. But in fact, they detained two of our gang, as it were, CF and Thiago, and the word from the rest of the people is that they've been sort of targeted by on trumped up charges by the Israeli government, and their future is probably pretty grim if they're not already dead. And that's the truth of the matter.
Now, the international response, obviously, this is not the first flotilla. It's not the first outrage that has been expressed against the Israeli actions, but nobody's doing anything.
No, and that's, I mean, this has been going on forever, you know, as you know yourself. I mean, you talk about this enough to all sorts of different people, and it has been going on forever. And in some ways, I mean, it's very frustrating. Why would you do such a thing? But I did it because, as a seafarer, I was able to train people, and they were short of seafarers. So that was my contribution. And my reason entirely for doing such a thing is because it was something I could do. Because it's just so, so frustrating that this awful,
now, ongoing. You know, one of the texts coming in is who funds the flotilla? How much aid were they carrying? Who owns the boats they use? Do they have any links with Hamas and its proxies? What do you say to those kind of?
Absolutely no links with Hamas, and every part of our training, every part of the mission, every fiber of it was hands open. You know, we're peaceful. There's absolutely nothing to do with violence. We were carrying as much aid as we could. We probably had about, I have to keep stopping the mate from bringing more boxes on board, but we were stuffed to the gills with boxes of medical and food and various other stuff. The funding, I'm not clear on all of the funding. I do know that one part of the trade union movement had, I'm not sure which country, had contributed $1 million. And the boat that I was on, for instance, cost about, I don't know, like 20, 30 grand sort of thing. They're all relatively elderly vessels. A lot of them would be ex-charter vessels and that sort of thing, you know, that had come to the end of their commercial life. And so they had a very big team, very impressive team in Augusta, who were taking these relatively elderly vessels and making them seaworthy and equipping them with the satellite communication equipment and making sure that everything was right. And my own crew indeed did a tremendous amount of work getting our boat right, because it wasn't in the best of shape. It was by the time we finished. But
Vic, would you do it again?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I tell you, if at some stage, I mean, I was reminded of all sorts of different awful incidents around the world that come to an end, and they improve, and that there is a solution. There has to be, you know, it has to be done. I would like to be able to contribute again, and like I say, my contribution was as a seafarer to train people, and I would like to do that. I would be very reluctant to be a guest of the Israeli government in any form in the future, and I really, really, I hope for the best for my comrades who are still taking part in the action.
Well, Fiac, I'm glad you got home safely, and look, thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.